108 points, and the NASDAQ up 153. This is U.S. SRN News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hey, welcome to June and welcome to that typical summertime pattern that we're easing into now. Today will be quite warm with a high in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, widely scattered hit or miss storms, not only today, but tomorrow and Saturday as well. The low tonight, 67, upper 80s again on Friday and Saturday. I think we'll be near 90 on Sunday with more random pop-up storms, and again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your life.
1819 News.
An organization here in Alabama is labeling the state as hostile towards the LGBTQ agenda. The director for the Human Rights Campaign is not happy with Governor Ivey for signing into law a bill that prohibits transgenders from competing in collegiate sports programs that are not in line with their gender at birth. Camarian Anderson Harvey is the director of the Human Rights Campaign. She says Governor Ivey is actively taking part in the systemic attack on LGBTQ people. And she also called state lawmakers extremists. The bill goes into effect on August 1st of this year. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast. And we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A preliminary hearing is delayed by a month for the man accused of recently killing a pregnant Florida teenager. Murder suspect Marquise McLeod was going to be in court on June 9th for the death of 19-year-old Anastasia Gilley. However, prosecutors indicated that there was a scheduling conflict with the lead investigator. The hearing has now been moved by the judge to July 14th. Houston County Sheriff Donald Valenza has already indicated that in this case, he will be recommending the death penalty. A small aircraft crashed in Mobile County on Wednesday. The helicopter went down into swampland near Cedar Point. There were two people on board. They are not reported as injured. They retreated at the scene and then released. It took first responders several hours to pull the aircraft out of the water with the help of a tow truck and boat. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
Can you get a cough, please? Leave the room.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
I like to do it at night when people aren't around.
Stop playing with it.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Shut up, silly woman.
Hey, mister. I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views Afternoon. I am your host, Joey Clark, and what a beautiful Thursday this is, especially because there's no Eddie here. Wait, I said that wrong. I miss Eddie very much and wish him all the best as he travels down to the beach. Sky Mosley is here for the time.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
How you doing?
Ah, it's wonderful, beautiful first day of June.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and I was... Just as I was listening, to Alabama Unfiltered on the way in.
Thank you.
And heard some of the callers and heard, you know, all the pithy bomb mots going back and forth. Y'all got something going on there. But I noticed something, especially during Randall's call.
Yes.
I'm like, I feel like today of all days, this afternoon, on June the 1st, 2023, we have a very good-looking audience.
Oh, no doubt. And very intelligent as well.
Very intelligent. They're happy. They're gay. They're over the moon. This is one of the best audiences we've ever had. Well, I can't prove it.
It's a fact.
With that gut feeling, you know?
Down deep in your soul.
Now, that said, in a little while, we'll get to, again, how much of a weenie Kevin McCarthy is. The Alabama delegation up there in Congress, or in the House of Representatives, they split. 3 Republicans voted for McCarthy's deal, along with Democrat Terry Sewell.
Of course.
Which, by the way, as far as Democrats go, I like Terry quite a bit.
Okay.
Do you see the qualifier at the beginning of the sentence? Yeah. As far as Democrats go. Yeah, Terry's fine in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But then folks like Dale Strong and Gary Palmer and our congressman in this part of Alabama, Barry Moore, voted against this awful weenified deal that Kevin McCarthy has put out there. But also in other national news, we are looking at the battle of the bee. Yes, it's a battle through Babylon Bee. Ron DeSantis using the bee to go after Donald John Trump as Casey DeSantis is wooing the crowd there in Iowa. DeSantis is giving it back to reporters there in Iowa, trying to stick him on certain points. Trump has just put out a new announcement. If he gets reelected,
I want the biggest birthday party for America in 2026, 250 years, we're going to do it at Big America. So we'll bring you all of Trump's ideas, how, you know, say what you will about Trump. I got a feeling that guy knows how to throw a party.
I'll vote for that.
Yeah, I'm for that on. All day, every day.
I believe him, too.
And, of course, there's also warnings of recession coming from Costco. I think that's a good business to pay attention to in terms of they work with consumers and they work with, say, wholesale stuff, like
supply
on the massive
side and delivery, yeah.
Yeah, I think they would know about what exactly happened there. And, of course, here locally at 1 o'clock, I believe he'll be stepping off the floor. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be calling us. A lot of things happening on this, the final day, I believe, of the legislative session. And, well, it looks like the grocery tax cut is going to make it through, though it was just amended a little
somewhat limited, Jelly.
You know, I like...
What we spoke for.
I think one of the smartest guys, I don't often compliment him, but one of the smartest guys there in the legislature is legislator, State Senator Arthur Orr.
Arthur Orr.
Yeah. Of the Decatur area, I believe. But as much as I respect Arthur and really do think he's a very wise fella, he seems more like a wait-and-see type of guy. Like, you literally have Democrats saying, hey, let's not tax any overtime pay. After 40 hours of work in a week, all that money that you make is yours. I believe it was Arthur Orr in the Senate Budget Committee said, no, let's put a $2,000 cap on that. You can have tax-free overtime pay up to $2,000. I think it's not just Arthur Orr, but it's many up there saying, well, we can't go too quickly on this grocery tax cut.
What's the logic behind that?
Oh, well, we got to see how it works out.
Okay.
We got a surplus of $3 billion, but we can only really cut about $300 to $400 million. That's the best we can do for you there. Just the best we can do
for
you.
Well, if you start letting people keep their own money, I mean, chaos is bound to ensue.
I think that is absolutely right. Of course, anti-ESG legislation passes. It's going to KIV's office.
The governor.
The sign.
Yeah.
But
she will sign it.
Yeah, I think she's going to sign that.
Of course.
And there are plenty of other bills, though, I want to bring up Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, that have failed to get across the finish line of this session. The Price Act, school choice, in particular, comes to mind. I think that's a huge issue. It could make things better for everybody in the state.
But
it should be a bipartisan issue, but for some reason, Democrats think a government-managed and run, essentially, oligarchy in education.
Well, it's done so well, though.
Right. Yeah. Half the kids can't read or do basic math, and you've got discipline problems at the wazoo.
Yes, but they still don't want to allow competition.
Right. But if you bring this up, like Coach Tuberville did the other day, you're just a dog whistling racist.
White supremacist.
Yeah. Keep up with that mentality. You're really going to have great results with that mentality.
And we're having them.
Best of luck to y'all in that regard. But one thing I heard y'all discussing there on Alabama Unfiltered is the big news. Governor KIV, Missy Wave.
We learned her middle name is Eleanor as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Or K. Ellen.
K. Ellen.
Yeah,
hey.
K. Ellen Ivy.
Yeah, down home.
That she signed this bill banning transgender athletes from actually engaging in college sports here in the great state of Alabama.
That's right.
Of course, the Human Rights Campaign didn't like that, said it's hostile to LGBTQ plus people. Wait, so if you offend one of the letters, then you offend the whole alliance? Kind of like you insult one, you've offended a billion Muslims.
It's the alphabet gang.
Right.
They stick together.
Right. I'm not intimidated by them. And I don't think their community is that much of a close-knit community. I think it's more convenient political shorthand.
It's a small, radical
wing. It's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday. Like when you say the Christian community. It's like, well, who exactly are you talking about here? Because there are a lot of different types of Christians. I think a lot of this shorthand in politics betrays us. But I have to hand it to Governor Kay Ivey. Now, just let it ring. Okay. I'm going to put him on hold.
All right.
With Governor Kay Ivey, I think this is what happened. Missy! Missy, come here. Missy, how you doing today, Missy? Oh, Missy, you're so funny. So pithy, so wild. Now, Missy, we got girls who claim, well, they claim to be girls, Missy, but they have a penis, or they're born with a penis, and they want to compete against the ladies born with a vagina, and we can't allow that, Missy. What do you say? Oh, so wise.
I think Missy agrees.
Yeah, so wise. No, I handed to Kay Ivey, and I liked her back and forth on Twitter. Of course, it got a lot of action. Yeah,
the governor
showing a little bit of a little bit of moxie there.
I was impressed. I got to admit.
And there's so much more we can get to. A lot of odds and ends. Like, blame the media if you don't like this debt ceiling increase. Blame the media for the national debt. An interesting analysis of the top corporate press stories and how they talk about debt and deficits. We'll get into that. Oh, in entertainment news, did you hear that they're going to do a reboot of The Office?
No.
With an all-female-led cast.
Come on.
And they're trying to get rid of, like, the misogyny and harassment culture that was in the Ricky Gervais and Steve Carell versions.
You can't have The Office without the Creed character.
Right.
Okay.
Although I did see an interview. The guy who plays Dwight, Rainn Wilson.
Yes.
He said, I rewatched The Office, and I go, I don't remember shooting any of that. Like, that's me falling down the stairs behind the Xerox machine. I don't remember filming that. And I think they just did so many episodes that I just don't recall. But really, this worked so well for the Ghostbusters, right?
Oh,
worked so well for Ocean's 8.
It killed the franchise.
Let's just
the whole
take an old idea and repackage it with women.
Yeah, woke it up.
I think that's how we fix The View, actually. We take the idea of a bunch of women sitting around and we replace them with men. And I think the show improves immediately.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
What an idea.
Yeah, I'm just saying they should try it out. They should, or at least let Caitlyn Jenner on the panel as
the
conservative.
Let's change everything. But you can't make The Office with all women because, I'm going to retract that statement.
Yeah. There's plenty.
I was about to go down a very bad road.
Plenty going on today. But in a second, we have, I believe, Jason Fefe. Can I call him our locally friendly anarchist, neighborhood anarchist? Or I'll ask Jason what his politics are these days. I like the guy, though, despite our disagreements. And he's actually calling in about new release. I am a big fan of local creatives, local music.
Course.
So a band coming out with an album, I believe.
Support
it's
your local.
Dropping tomorrow. And so we'll be talking to Jason about that in just a moment. And again, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth at 1 o'clock. Also, a Laney and team from the Harriet 2 stopping in a little after 12:45. So we got a packed schedule today. 272-9228 if you want to get in before all the busyness begins. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. Now, we've been telling you a lot about Bath Innovations, in particular how much they can help, say, a mom or dad as they're getting up there in age, or any seniors or any folks with disabilities and accessibility concerns. They have aging-in-place solutions there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. They can, say, convert an old bathtub, you know, with a showerhead into a full walk-in shower. They can actually make it a walk-in bathtub. They can install things like shower seats, safety bar railings. And they really, folks, whether you're looking to do a full remodel or maybe I just want to upgrade the shower head, they can do that for you there at Bath Innovations. They have all sorts of finishes and fixtures. You want a built-in shelf or niche, they can do, or niche or whatever you call it. They can do all of that there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. So check them out today. You can always go to bathinnovations.com. And see, especially their full remodels with this new ABS acrylic shower system. Really incredible stuff. But the way you should deal with Brad McDowell and the team there at Bath Innovations, actually stop by. You can call and make an appointment first, 271-2723. But when you stop by on the Boulevard, 2331 Eastern Boulevard, you actually get to sit down with these local folks helping local people. And that's what we're all about here on News and Views. So check out Bath Innovations of Alabama today and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. Afternoon. Really? It's Clint?
Time.
Hey, Clint. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from this afternoon?
I'm in Milton, Florida.
Oh, Milton, Florida. Here it's nice this time of year.
Yeah, we were on Destin yesterday. Man, you could not believe those bikinis. On the beach.
Wait, have you hit that stage in life where you just sit there and creep?
Yeah, I just sit there and look. I mean,
now, don't be leering now. A sideways glance is one thing. Don't you be leering. I don't want you to go full on creepy old man, all right?
I won't do that. But what's going on in Alabama? Hey, the governor, they passed a good law.
Yeah, we're not going to have any ladies with a penis playing against women who born with a vagina. I think that was the message coming out of the governor's office.
No more. No. And that's good. Hey, I got another question for you. Do you think McCarthy gave in to the Democrats?
Oh, absolutely. And I've got a clip here of Peter St. Ange that lays out the details. But yeah, it's like McCarthy looked at polling numbers and said, let's go with what Democrat voters want over everybody else. Independents wanted spending cuts. Republicans, like 80%, wanted spending cuts with a debt ceiling race. And even 50% of Democrats wanted spending cuts. So it seems like McCarthy just spoke to Democratic voters. The argument they're making, and that a lot of the Alabama congressmen who voted for this bill are making, say like Jerry Carl, they're saying that, hey, this is the best the Republicans can do with the Democrats holding the Senate and the White House. I disagree with that, too. I think it could have been a lot harder fight. But McCarthy's working with a slim majority. More Democrats voted for this thing than Republicans yesterday. So he's probably going to get retribution in terms of what they call a motion to vacate the chair. Remember that first week in Congress that was so much fun with, like, Mike Rogers, the Gorilla Glue hair, the congressman from Lockheed? Like, he's going after Matt Gaetz. You got Barry Moore sitting next to George Santos. It was a great week. We could have a week like that again.
Oh, man, don't get my hopes up. Come on.
That's funny.
That's real
funny. Well, hey, you know, you look at that, don't you? The thought that, you know, down here in Florida, this governor, how do you think he's going to do in prison? I don't think he'll make it.
I think it's the odds are against him. He's the only one within striking range of Trump. I think he's actually going to get pretty close. But I would say the odds are 60-40 Trump is what I would give DeSantis.
Yeah, but news down here, he's tearing Disney World apart.
Man. Oh, yeah, the fight with Disney is massive.
Yeah, they don't know what to do. Yeah, this is crazy, man. Yeah. All right, guys, just want to touch base with you for a while.
Well, good to hear from you, Clint, and let us know when you're back in Alabama.
Yeah.
Enjoy the coast.
Yep. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good to hear from Clint. I hadn't heard his voice in a long time.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the whole premise that we have two political parties really being stressed here.
Yeah.
You know, this proves more than ever. We ain't got but one. Damn, do we need two. So, this is par for the course. And what you said on Kevin McCarthy's listening to the Democrats and the Democrats listening to the Republicans, they're just trying to make sure they both stay in power.
Well, and he gave this up to where when this issue comes up, the debt limit, again, will be in 2026 in a lame duck session.
Good timing.
Politicians. It's absolutely insane.
Lame duck never has been more appropriately used in my life. The whole damn lame duck. Now, this morning I would have been working so much 7 days a week, I didn't know what the hell day it was, so I slept in and I turn on and here's the damn cue. And, of course, that's hard to take in the morning, but I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
Took a couple cups of espresso, though. And they get this damn freak on, the man from Minnesota that got censured. Is it Minnesota or one of the northern states? The trans man that got censured.
I think it was Montana.
Oh, Montana. Mm. It's Zoe something.
Yeah.
this is beyond belief. And, you know, they already admitted on the view that it's no, at the high end, 1.5% of the people there in the LGBT community. By the way, I bet Jack Campbell, who I respect as a normal gay person, and if the English language changed to white guys, but we actually have normal gay people now and abnormal gay people.
No, there are all types in this world. I keep saying this. It does take all types. And just because you might swing a certain way, whatever your identity might be, it doesn't mean you have to have a certain politics.
Right on.
Well, this person is bizarre and disgusting, and proved it in the interview. And here again, somebody who's not grateful for anything God has given them, and doing absolutely nothing with their life. And, you know, the big man is going to have big problem with these people that didn't do crap with their life. I can say that I've worked my ass off my whole life, and I've already served my time in purgatory in Butler County.
One thing that is fun about this censure of this Zoe character in Montana is I'm not even talking about the content of what was actually happening there, is when you look in on other state legislatures in action, like there really is unique character. Like when you look at Texas compared to Montana, very different way They're seeded. Florida looks very different than Georgia. But, you know, I saw a candid photo. And when the Alabama legislature stayed past midnight last week, I think some people got a little drunk during the break. There were folks out there dancing. You know, they were, I thought we were going to have like our very own Freaknik on Goat Hill.
It's the mole, Joey.
Man, I've seen all the people on Goat Hill, and that thought of them all dancing together, scary damn thoughts, all I got to say. But this is Pride Month, and it's time for us to defraud these people. I've had enough. It was okay in the 80s and 90s because they didn't try to shove everything down the throat, but every idiot in the world that wants to be different is becoming one of these freaks. And you know what? I ain't got to put up with it. And, you know, I'm a realistic guy, but if I have to have a conversation with somebody, Rick and I will tell them what I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just, here's my point of view. People can be proud of whatever they want, really, at the end of the day. But where I'm coming from is whatever cause it is, and it might be even a cause I agree with. When the cause comes around the corner, it says, you, Joey, must say the words to show that you're on the same side as us. Even if I want to agree, my instinct is to go, oh, go step off.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm not saying your GD words, all right?
I'm not kissing the ring.
I'm not genuflecting in front of you because it's that time of the year. Excuse me, pardon me.
Thank you.
And, you know, I got one thing for these people. One-way ticket to Nigeria. Roll Tide, go Trump.
I don't know about that.
That's our citizen exchange program. You're so oppressed. You're so put upon. It's so evil and oppressive and America.
And, but did you hear
Swap
that, though?
Swap you out for a month or two.
Did you hear that, though, Sky? I mean, I know Red Top. He played in Bosch.
Yeah, he did.
He was hanging out in Atlanta. He was hanging out with RuPaul. And you see, now that he's gotten older, he's become such a homophobe.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Yeah.
Love you, Red Top. And there at Sweet Creek, of course, Reed and Karen Ingram. What a place, what a destination they put together. It's not just a business. It is a space for people to get together, for families to get together. Seriously, folks, have you ever thought about throwing, say, a private party? Think about Sweet Creek.
Totally unique.
The venue is fantastic for something like that. Or it could be you just want to stop by for lunch or for dinner. You're on that side of town on 231 South, just a few miles past Taylor Road. Or it could be you want a sweet treat. You could say, hey, I want a big old cookie. I like that swamp cookie where they just throw everything in the batter. Or the chocolate chip cookies, the peanut butter cookies, the homemade ice cream, the cakes, the pies, the milkshake. They've got it all there at Sweet Creek. So
and
check them out today.
The fresh produce coming in daily now. The watermelons, peaches, tomatoes.
It's hard to beat that. If you're used to just going to the old normal grocery store, get by Sweet Creek.
You'll ask yourself, what have I been eating?
When does the Silver Queen or Silver King corn get in?
I believe that's happening now.
It's happening now?
Well, you have to check Facebook.
That's some of the best stuff ever.
Go to Sweet Creek's Facebook. They keep you apprised.
There you go. So check them out today. Again, located off of 231 South, just a few miles past Taylor Road. And be sure to find Reed and Karen Ingram. Tell them you heard about them here on News and Views afternoon. And, hey, if you want to get on the Sweet Creek drawing, $60 gift card. You got to let us know on air. Just give us your month and day of birth. Say, I want in. We'll get you in. We'll announce that winner tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. Yes, on Friday.
Yeah.
So y'all check it out today. More news and views after this, he said.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, you might think I'm playing this Rocky theme because I'm going to talk about Donald John Trump against Rob DeSanctimonious.
Fight of the century.
But no. What occasionally happens here on these airways, and you've learned this, Guy, is callers go back and forth.
Yes.
And since we really have a rule, one call a day, unless we have a good exception and reason to break the rule, you get folks calling back the next day saying, hey, I got to respond to the critiques and what's going on out there. So the caller battle continues. We have Thunder on the line.
Thank you so much, Joey. I do appreciate it. I want to make sure that people understand that, yes, I do know how to speak in tones that are not ranting, which I have done frequently, as you well know. Most of the time when I call in as Thunder, of course, it is to do a rant. And there are times when it is the conversation is so impactful that there is nothing that I can do but to rant. Jane Fonda being one of them. I don't know who Charlie is. And yes, I am using the word, the name Charlie, because that's kind of like a little tap upside the head. Get him to understand that I had a lot of friends who went to Vietnam and came home in boxes. Some boxes bigger than other boxes. And some of them, their minds were actually in boxes. They never got over it. I guess Charlie never had any friends like that.
Okay.
But I did. Every time I see a veteran, I walk up to them and I put my hand out and I tell them how much I appreciate their service to me and my country. Because if it weren't for men like that, men and women like that, we would not have a country. Something obviously Charlie does not have a grasp regarding. Yes, I rant at times. I don't call in to just give fluff, as in Greg has a recording that talks about the gold standard and fluffy kittens. I don't talk about fluffy kittens. I don't talk about cheap dogs most of the time. I talk about serious things most of the time. And if that offends him, well, Charlie, here it is. I'm offended that you're offended. I'm offended that you are so stupid that you don't understand.
Oh my.
When something is emphatically important enough to incite passion. What is truly sad is we have so many people in this country today who have no passion for this country. You want proof of it? Look at Washington, D.C. Look at Montgomery, Alabama. There's your lack of passion and care about this country. So that's my rant for today. I very much appreciate y'all letting me respond.
Of course.
I appreciate Duke for giving me the name Thunder. I could not have ever asked for a better moniker.
Well, and I'll just say, in a rare moment of serious candor for me, you're one of the ones I always remember, T-Spear. From day one, when I started up here with Dan Morris, just answering the phones before I did anything else, I remember you calling in. And you come by your passion honestly, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Y'all have a wonderful day in Montgomery. It's a warm day over in the Old Renopalanka area. The stinky dogs are barking, and now I get to go deal with that. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
272-9228. Yeah, I've been hearing her voice, and there are a few others, like East of the Rockies, a few people I'm probably leaving out that been calling since I've been here for, what, it's like 12 years now?
Yeah, it's like a family. They're a great bunch. I always think of the Jackson Browne song when T.S. calls, You Love the Thunder.
Oh.
What goes off the back of my head.
I thought you were talking about going to be somebody's baby. I'm like, why would you think of that song?
No.
Oh, and look, Charlie is calling
to respond.
How about
that?
Hey, man. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. I didn't know we were going to have a collar fight here at 12:30.
Oh, yeah,
but
man. Hey, let me tell you something. T. Pierce Thunder, whatever she, or crazy woman. Let me tell you something, buddy. I grew up during the Vietnam conflict, and I buried 3 family members that served in Vietnam. I have got 4 sons. 3 sons have served in the Army. I have got 1 son now that has fought in Iraq. And he is a master sergeant in the Army. And she's just hot-headed. That's all it is. And let me tell you something. She is, if she's one of these type, if you don't agree with her, you're wrong. You're wrong. And that's not the point. It's just that she gets so wound up, she's about to explode. But let me tell you, I have seen 3 of my family members put in the ground with a military uniform on that did not come back from Vietnam. So she don't know what the hell she's talking about. And for her to say that she would pray, and I said this yesterday, she would pray for somebody to go to hell. You heard me yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. She better be praying that she doesn't go to hell for the things that she's saying about people.
Well, I hope for my own sake the things we say on talk radio isn't taken into account on the heaven-hell calculation.
Well, you know, yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree. But let me tell you something. My name is Charlie, and I'm 67 years old, and I have experienced a lot of stuff in my life, but she ain't by herself. So, anyway.
Appreciate the call, Charlie.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Man, look at all these calls rolling in here. Let's go to Delbert real quick. Hey, Delbert.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, this is what I called about yesterday. I wanted to relate to you something that I encountered recently.
Mm-hmm.
I go up to Huntsville a lot to visit my relatives up there. And one of the things that I do during the daytime when they're all busy is I go to the dog park. There's a big community of, a substantial community of retired people that go to the dog park and sit in the shade and just shoot the bull every day. And then there's all kinds of new people coming in, too.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we was all sitting there, and I saw these two people coming up. And from a distance, there was a little skinny black girl. Well, not real little, about 5'8 or 5'10,
mm-hmm.
that had on high heel shoes and a mini skirt. And she was with a big old white woman that had on tennis shoes and a mini skirt. And the only one I noticed at first was the black girl, because she looked like she was a nice looking mm-hmm. young lady from mm-hmm. a distance. But the closer they got, I realized that both of them were men. And they had one little dog with them, and they came out there and they walked around and they and didn't nobody say one word to them except that I know there was a few eye rolls in the people that I was right there with, but I mean it was a shocking. It was shocking to me. There were kids out there a lot of times. There's kids out there. I don't think there was any of that. Well, I've seen them. I've seen them since then too. We've seen them twice since then, and they just come out there and they'll sit down on a shady spot and walk around and just like anybody else, except it's obvious that both of them are men when you get it. I mean that.
Well, no, and I've said it before, Delbert. Even I'm not a man. I can be tricked, especially from afar. That's
yeah. The white guy, he's a big guy. He's about 6'5", or I'd say, and probably about 350 pounds. But he's not fat. But he's a big old guy. And then the little guy he's got with him, he's a little skinny black fella. But he from a distance,
right.
You would think that he's a woman. You would
yes,
think
sir.
He's a woman. I mean,
right.
He's a woman that you would take another glance at.
You paint and quite then, a picture.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, Delbert, I gotta run, man. I appreciate you sharing that. I didn't know that was going on around
yes,
here. Thank you. You never know.
Yeah, the Kinks wrote a song about it.
No, I mean, it's like, man, we got some Amazonians around here.
Big old girl.
Is the drag name Hippolyta? Let's go to Charles Hollis.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
How are you, Your Majesty?
I'm fine, sir. I'm fine. Randall, good morning, Randall. We spoke about you yesterday evening, Randall, at the table of the round. Hadn't seen you. Randall.
It was great having Randall on the Alabama Unfiltered show.
Yeah, maybe
today.
We'll get everybody together next Wednesday or two. Maybe the 14th, something
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. It doesn't matter when you call 93.1 FM Montgomery, Alabama. The word gets around. So, what show? I'm not calling the show. I'm calling the radio station.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The lady named Thunder. And what sticks out to me about her, she said the ones in 1776 did. I now pronounce her a Ufa Simpa warrior. EIB. Trump on.
Rock on.
Gotta love King Charles. And we gotta hit this break because we got some folks from the Harriet 2 stopping by. We'll be right back with them after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hey, welcome to June, and welcome to that typical summertime pattern that we're easing into now. Today will be quite warm with a high in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, widely scattered hit or miss storms, not only today, but tomorrow and Saturday as well. The low tonight, 67, upper 80s again on Friday and Saturday. I think we'll be near 90 on Sunday with more random pop-up storms, and again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability. With performance matching implements in stock for hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling up the river?
That's
it. Yeah, I think that's what we're doing here. And we have Lynn Cox joining us to talk about the special thing going on with the Harriet 2.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm here representing Lainey Jenkins. We wanted to talk about this campaign we're about to do starting next week with Rolling Up the River with Captain Jim. The boat has been down in Mobile in dry dock since the first week of January.
And this is done every few years.
Well, it's every few years, right. Like every 5 years. They go down, make upgrades, and get it ready for what the Coast Guard will approve.
Right.
And
it has certify. To be up to code, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It has to be up to code. So, took a little longer this year due to weather, due to Coast Guard, due to all sorts of things. They didn't anticipate it to be this long. So the spring, we've missed out on several cruises, you know, from the city. So we're trying to, you know, get people back excited about the Harriet 2 coming back. They'll start up the river next week. Captain Jim and the crew is going to have a GoPro 360 camera that they're going to tape their experience up the river on the boat, you know, to see kind of a Tom Sawyer adventure, you know, and kind of let you see the sunrises, sunsets, the iconic sights along the river, because there's so many, and the experience of what going through the locks is. Just a virtual tour, and we'll be posting these to their Facebook page starting next week on June 8th. which will give people a chance to feel like they're right there in the boat with them.
So it'll be next Thursday at 6 will be the first posting.
First posting, yeah. They'll be traveling starting out, you know, leaving Mobile June 7th, but we'll get that video in and we'll get that posted, so.
And folks, if you want to check out their Facebook page, just go to the Book of Faces and type in Harriet 2, but it's, I was just making a mistake, Roman numeral 2, like yes. Two
that's
eyes.
Right.
And Harriet is H-R-R-I-O-T-T.
Yeah, H-A-R-R-I-O-T-T.
I'm not doing well
that's
today.
That's okay.
At the end of the day, I'm a fancy idiot. This is what I hope people understand.
It's okay. Harriet.
No, but this is a great idea because I was wondering, where's the boat?
I
was down there for Brewfest and whatnot.
Yeah,
and,
I know. People have been missing it. We've been missing it. You know, normally we have a lot of good cruises. Mother's Day, Father's Day. We didn't get to do those this year. So.
Well, this is a great way to kind of remind folks, hey, this boat's coming back. And I'm sure you all have plenty of things going on for summer, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the plan is, even though they say it generally takes about 10 days to travel back, you know, there's still all sorts of environmental things that can happen. Weather could happen. You just don't know for sure. But we are running like a contest to guess the date that the boat hits the dock in Montgomery when it gets back. So if you guess the date right, then you'll have a chance to win 2 tickets to the Blues Cruise on Sundays in July. And so the optimum goal at this point, like I said, is for them to get back in 10 days. They'll get the boat all spruced up inside. You know, it's had all that outside work done on it, but they'll get it all ready to start cruising on June 30th with the dinner cruises on that Friday. And then there'll be a July the 4th cruise as well.
All
so
right.
They'll be out there with a celebration of seeing the fireworks and everything on the water, which is so exciting. And but then, you know, all the regular cruises, dinner cruises Friday, Saturday, Blues Cruise on Sunday. So we'll get back to a regular schedule. And you can actually book your cruises now on funinmontgomery.com. So
there you go. And if folks do want to make those guesses for when the Harriet 2 will dock, is that just on the Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page. When we post those videos, mm-hmm. if they'll comment, you know, like, and post that that date in the comments, we'll take those, and if you're there on that date, if it hits that date, you'll win 2 tickets to
that's
the
awesome.
Blues Cruise.
Nice. That's mm-hmm. a great idea. And, you know, I was talking with Eddie. I'm a bit stingy when it comes to, like, listener get-togethers. You know, we talk enough on there as is. But I guess it probably would be a good idea to meet a lot of people in person, be able to listen to the show, participate with the show, get them all together here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling Eddie, I think the best venue might be the Harriet, too.
Oh, it would. And now, it's not set in stone to what date, but once we get back, we've talked about that we want to have a press tour on the boat as well.
All right.
So we'll have all the press out, which you're included in.
Blues Cruise.
Yeah.
I usually deny right. being part of the official press, but I'll own up to it for this
You'll
reason.
Own up to
yeah,
it?
For this reason.
Alternate media.
It really is a great boat. It's a great way to spend an evening or an afternoon.
Oh, it is. It really is.
And
the Alabama River is beautiful, you know, and you get in there, especially on those times that we're out, which is 7 o'clock, going out during the summer, and you'll see that sun setting, and it's really nice that way. So,
well, are we forgetting anything?
I don't think so. They go to the Harriet 2 Riverboats Facebook page, you know, to get all the events information, to watch the videos. And we will have videos on their YouTube page as well. They can look at that. We'll have those there that they can just actually look like they're on the boat, because that
cool.
GoPro camera just makes you feel like you're right in the set, and it's kind of virtual for you. So.
It would be cool. It's a great way to learn the Alabama River a little bit.
It is. I mean, there's so many iconic spots for you. G's Bend, all sorts of things. And Selma, the bridge, when you go there, it's going to be pretty,
well,
you know, with that.
Y'all check out the Facebook page today. That'll be starting up, those videos coming out next Thursday after 6 p.m.
Yes.
You know, eat dinner, sit down, maybe watch that.
Yeah,
and
enjoy.
Enjoy the journey there with Captain Jim, rolling up the river with
That's
Captain
right.
Jim.
That's right.
Well, it's always great seeing you, Lynn.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
It's a surprise, too. I thought I was going to see Lainey.
I know. She just had a conflict come up that she couldn't get here, so I said I'd be glad to come talk to you. Always look forward to seeing you.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
And coming up, we have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth in 1 o'clock or so. In the meantime, quickly, let's go to Otis. Hey, Otis. Thank you for being patient. What's up?
I'm glad that real boat coming because I've been missing it for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. I'm trying to figure out, am I crazy?
Okay.
Okay.
All this come to the right
LGBTQ
place.
LGBTQ stuff that's going on. Could we just stick all of them on a plane and drop them in Iraq?
I don't think we should. I think that's ill-advised, but...
I was going to say, we're the only state of the United States where they express what their sexuality is. But if you take them over to Iraq, they won't open their mouth because they'll kill them.
You're actually hitting on irony that it happens a lot in places like the United States, but other relatively free Western countries. It's the freest places where you hear the most complaints about the lack of freedom. Because in the countries where you don't have freedom, you better shut up or, as you put it, they'll kill you.
Act right.
Right.
But we tolerate it over here. Then we fund it. I'm thinking, am I going crazy after 50-some years of working?
No.
Now I'm hearing about all this here. What the hell happened?
Yeah, you're not crazy. And
all my life.
Yeah.
And now all this, it just flipped me.
Well, I mean, I don't think you're crazy because you're not alone and you're feeling it, especially after you work all your life. You got to look up the country you love and you go, what the heck is that?
And I'm like, man, I've been delivering this to folks for generations. And all of a sudden, all these folks got all this power. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. It's been a hard one over the years, but that's where I get frustrated. I think it takes all types to make this world go around, and that's why you need freedom. That's why you need liberty between people, and yes, a little bit of tolerance, as you just said, Otis. But that's not the game a lot of folks are playing. They're playing a game of it's not about freedom or liberty, it's about power, and having more power to dictate your terms against others who disagree. And well, it's just unfortunate we're stuck in this.
My power against anybody, cause I have a couple people in my family is gay. But they're not out there flaunting it.
Right.
They're not there just doing all this crazy stuff.
Exactly. They don't represent your average gay person. It's the problem with identity politics is it gets thrust into the mainstream and you all have to tolerate it. It's unfortunate.
Well, I appreciate the call, Otis.
Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. And that's what's interesting. Otis is like, I have family members who are gay, but I'm still looking at what's going on in public now going, what the heck is that?
Exactly.
And I think there are a lot of people. Some are, you know, it depends on your job. Some people have to be quiet. Some folks are more just deferential, like, yeah, it's none of my business. But there are definitely a lot of people just going, I don't, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it doesn't. It's like perspective. It's like we've been thrust into an alternate universe sometime.
I believe so. Oh, before the top of the hour break hits and we get Will Ainsworth on, tell us about the Alabama Gazette.
The Alabama Gazette is your hometown conservative newspaper serving central Alabama proper. The Alabama Gazette published right here in downtown Montgomery. And speaking of, I was just looking over the latest edition, there is a column about our national debt and how totally unsustainable it is. Lots of facts. So, for instance, Joey, if you had to guess, what would you think the average federal debt per person is?
About $300,000.
Well, for every person, man, woman, child, and yes, children and grandchildren, $96,000.
Oh, wow.
Per person in perpetuity.
Oh, see, the 300,000 numbers from people that actually pay taxes.
Right, right.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah, we're cutting it back.
96 grand, wow.
And it's come to the point where just to service the debt, just to pay the interest on it, is no longer sustainable. And that's just part of what you get with the Alabama Gazette. Very interesting article. And you can become a member. We've got a great subscription club plan going on right now.